All right, welcome back to the show. It's 810 on Q105. It is the morning after. We are in for Denny today. We'll talk to Denny in just a couple of minutes here. He's live out at the Appliance Center for Black Friday. It's Eric Chase. We are normally on Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. You can get those podcasts at Q1055.com. Bumble Ashley is here with us, and as he is every day, even... thanks for coming in on your day off.
Hey, man, no problem.
Paul, the producer.
Good morning.
Come and walk around a little bit. Walk off those calories. It doesn't look like you gained yesterday.
Well, it's because I've gained all year, so.
And also, let me introduce a friend of the old show and hopefully now the new one, Dan Watson from the Toledo Wall. Hey, man.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Sorry the familiar people. Like, Dee and Philip were here on Wednesday, and I don't want to ask too much of them, but I wanted to have you in. Good season so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second most points in the league?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on a two-game slide right now, but looking to, you know, get that back here tonight here at home at Huntington Center. But 11-4-2, I believe the record is. So it's off to a great start once again, and it just been a good season with some new faces.
Why were you playing last night?
Good question. Ask the league. I think the biggest thing, Fort Wayne had an announcer who was there for several years.
An announcer?
Yes, and who passed away last Thanksgiving. So his name was Bob Chase. So I believe now that they want to do a Bob Chase Memorial game every Thanksgiving day. And I think just they want to have a rival. So whether it's us, Kalamazoo, Indy, one of us will be playing Thanksgiving Day every year now there in Fort Wayne.
So they're trying to replicate what like the Lions and Cowboys do on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hopefully it gets built to that. But it was a good crowd last night, probably 6,000, 7,000. So it was a good atmosphere. But again, it was no turkey for us yesterday.
Well, thanks for waking up early and coming in.
Hey, no problem.
Are you still living in Cleveland?
Yeah, I have an apartment here in Toledo. But do still live on the west side of Cleveland, about 100 miles. So practice days and during the week, it's a 200 mile day for me. But a lot of coffee, a lot of phone talk,
right.
You know, just trying to stay awake on the way home.
You're like, as we just mentioned, like you're in and out of the area. And over the summer, you're not here, right?
Not a lot. Pop in and out. I'm in usually once, twice a week, you know, just getting work and seeing people over at the office and doing whatever is needed of me here in Toledo. But a lot of our recruiting's done over the phone and computer and all that kind of stuff, so it's easy to stay at home in the summer.
Being home over the summer and then now being back, so being in and out of the area, what are your observations and takeaways from how downtown continues to transform? Because a lot's changed.
It's unbelievable. It's just the apartment buildings going up, ProMedica opening. You see mm-hmm. the park down there. I drove in one day not expecting it, didn't check any social media that day, and drove in. There's a big concert going on.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. You know, I've been here now since 06. And so to see, you know, the first spot we lived at the Commodore Perry back in the day, the Huntington Center wasn't there.
Right.
So to see that whole area transform and all the new things going on, it's phenomenal just to see that downtown grow.
When, so you said you've been here since 06. When was there a point in time, and I know we talked about this when you visited with us in the springtime, about you really liked the area. Since 06, at what point did you go, I like it here? Like, I want to make this part of my home.
Yeah, it's one of those crazy things. I knew I was at the end of my career, and so I wanted to make sure I got to a spot that was close to Cleveland, close to my family in Canada as well. It's only 2.5 hours there. I played 1 year at the sports arena, saw the fan dedication and how much they loved hockey and the passion for it. Knew I was going to retire and was offered a job, you know, basically after I retired to be the assistant coach once the new building was built. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. I got to tour the new facility and saw how things were going to run. I met the ownership group and everyone that was going to be ahead of us and our bosses. And I really liked what they had to say and which way it was going to run. And obviously, you can see what they've built downtown, what the Walleye organization means to the city of Toledo, and very, very proud to be part of it.
When Demetrius and Philip now blame me specifically for it, which is fine. When I said, is this Danny? Is it? No. When I got fired and they got dragged down with me and people reached out, like I had been here for like 4 years now, 5 years, and I wanted to stay. Like, People here are really good, and I know that we live here and we crap on certain parts of the city. Ashley, would you call it the 05?
Yeah, I'm happy to be from the 05. I have no problem being from the 05. Yeah.
So, like, I really enjoy living here.
The original sports arena. Was
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. One main
sports
street.
Aroma. Absolutely.
Yeah. And watching stuff grow. Is that him?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to grab him in a couple of seconds. Like, watching downtown grow and things in Perrysburg and all over. Like, I really enjoy living here. Like, I didn't, for the first time in my radio career, which it's transient, like what you do, you're always moving around. Like, this is the first place I was like, I should probably stay here.
Well, it's close to areas, too. I mean, you've got Detroit just down the road. Columbus really isn't that far away. Cleveland's not that far away. I think it's a great area. You've got the water if you want it. I think there's several things to do. It's, the city's spread out, so you do have to go find what you want to do, but it's all here, and it's all close. So it's a great place to grow up, great place to live as a you know, single person, as a couple, as a family. There's several things to do, and it's a great opportunity to be a part of something special that's the city's booming right now, starting to get back.
Have you been up to the Little Caesars Arena yet?
No, not yet.
Want to go?
No, I will go. I guess it's unbelievable. From all the staff that I've talked to with the Red Wings, and my assistant coach, Andy Delmore, has been there. He lives in Windsor, so he stopped by there. It is, I guess it's the best arena in the NHL, which is exciting.
Just from what I've seen, like, not many people, and I know the team's in a rough spot right now, but the Pistons are playing well, but yep. I guess nobody's going to any of the games, but there's a concert like every other night there, and those are sold out and packed.
Yeah, it is very concert friendly. Now, I do understand the concourse and the area around the arena. There's a ton of things to go and look at. So I guess there are a lot of tickets sold, but people are walking around trying to get that experience.
New and exciting.
Exactly. And, yeah. So I think it's going to take a little bit, but you know, the Red Wings, they'll start playing better here again, hopefully. And you know, then the people will be in their seats cheering them on.
What are some of your favorite sports movies?
Sports movies. You know what we watched on the bus the other night that I totally forgot about was Tin Cup. The old golf movie.
Kevin
Costner. Yeah, unbelievable. Kevin Costner, the legend. But Tin Cup, and then you've got the standard hockey movies that if they're on, I can't turn away. The Slapshot and Miracle, obviously, is another good heartwarming movie as well. So just, you know, the standard and typical ones, but forgot totally about Tin Cup the other day until we were on the bus.
This is great to hear, because you know that we're going to have to screw around a little bit. I can't say the Morning Rush anymore, but you know we were going to have some of that kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Even though the normal cast isn't here, so we're going to do that in a couple of minutes, all
Perfect.
Right? I'm so glad you said Miracle, too. Let me grab Denny here. Hi, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I got a question for Dan.
Yes. Well, he can't hear you. He doesn't have headphones on.
Can you give me your...
He doesn't have headphones on.
He does. Oh, hang on a sec.
Now he's got...
Now he does. Go ahead.
So that's nice. My producer doesn't even set up your show. That's awesome, Paul. Keep up that
thanks.
Good work, buddy. All right. Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, dude. Hey, good to hear you on the show. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the fans when they yell hit somebody at the end of the national anthem? Does that bother any of the players, and is that disrespectful to the national anthem and veterans?
Nah, you know what? I think it's become such a massive part of Toledo hockey, and you know, our players, you know, they kind of stand there and they wait for it. They know what's coming. I think sometimes they want to see how loud it really is going to be. You know, the school day game, it wasn't shouted. You know, so the anthem just kind of went along. But right now, in all the different arenas in Cincinnati, they yell something during the national anthem. I just think it's part of Toledo. It's been the culture here since the Storm days. It's been around forever. I don't think it'll ever go away. It just depends on how you view it. For me personally, since I've been a player wearing the jersey and now standing behind the bench, it's become commonplace. And I know years ago they tried to get rid of it and it wasn't taken well. And so I think it is what it is. I think it's always going to be shouted out at that moment. And that's about it.
All right, there it is. All right, I just wanted to get your opinion. That's awesome. All right, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Living Appliance Center?
Appliance Center. Right, Transformers everywhere.
Beautiful. I'm out here till 10 o'clock. They're going to be open here tonight till 9, I believe. It's at 5656 Monroe Street. John Oswald, the man of the hour, he owns the place. All right, what kind of Doughbuster specials you got? You're like giving away stuff or like nearly nothing?
You know, it feels like that. Our family, 50-plus years, loves Black Friday, whether it's a $199 recliner, a $399 family-size refrigerator. We got all the deals in electronics you can imagine. The very, very best 65-inch LG made in the market, $747. Everything across the board, whether it's fun for your home, appliances, electronics, furniture, cabinetry, flooring, and more, we've got it.